Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws bowling team of July 21, 2023 by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. It has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. I'm Dick Hayden, volunteer reader at the North Carolina Reading Service. As promised, here's another of my periodic sets of news items to keep everyone updated on what's happening as far as I know it. If you have information that you would like shared, please let me know as early as possible. You can reach me at 919-389-5596, my cell phone. And my email address is outlawtaxi@gmail.com. I'll continue to do the notes periodically throughout the summer as we have items of interest to the community. And further on in this newsletter, you'll have information about the Daytona GMS AAI and convention information. CBA meeting conference call. We will have an important CBA conference call meeting on Monday night, July 24 at 7 p.m. Lots to discuss, so if you are normally involved in these meetings, please plan to attend. The phone number is 720-843-2663. And the code is 810-9896, # Are you interested in rock climbing? Para Cliff Hangers is a nonprofit organization that fosters community adventure, strength, and equity throughout adaptive rock climbing. PCH hosts group at climbing gyms across the country, and we are excited to start offering a group here in the Triangle area. Our hope is to help build a local community of adaptive climbers. At our monthly meetups, we will provide all of the equipment necessary for any person of any ability to be able to get on the wall. We'll also provide volunteers and other climbers to assist in any way needed. For more information and to register, you can visit our website, www.paracliffhangers.org. Click on Sessions and scroll down to North Carolina. The local Facebook page address can be reached by clicking on the link in your email copy of this newsletter. Volunteering. Are you a Belay certified and interested in volunteering your time to support our climbing clinics? Please complete the form to sign up as a volunteer, and we will follow up with you. The gym address is 1010 Martin Luther King Jr. Parkway, Suite 400, Durham, North Carolina, 27713. Eat for a good cause. The Governor Moorhead School Foundation will benefit from a profit-sharing event at the Chipotle Mexican Grill, 4421 Six Forks Road in Raleigh, on August 2 from 4 until 8 p.m. Simply tell them that you are there to support the foundation when you order, and they will split the profit from your dinner with the foundation. You can also order online using code T4FQ9NC and save the date. The Governor Moorhead School will once again serve as host for the GMF Fall Fundraiser, the Giving Season Gala. Join us for a catered meal, a silent auction, and great entertainment from GMS students and wonderful fellowship on Thursday, November 2. Save the date and watch for more information, including how to buy your tickets. Coming soon. GMS AAI t-shirts are available. Friends, we have the t-shirts. The cost is only $22 for any size. The t-shirt has the logo of the Greyhound and the charger running into the sunset. It also has on the back, "We walk by faith, not by sight," as well as the Braille alphabet in puffed print. The t-shirt is gray, and the logos have blue and gold on them. If you send your size, number of shirts that you want, and the money to us by July 20th. Wow, that was yesterday. We will have your t-shirt at the convention reunion on August 11. If you're not attending the convention reunion, we will mail it to you for $2 more. please make checks or money orders payable to GMSAAI and mail it to Lawrence Carter, 1704 1704 Picnic Place, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27603. And if you have any questions, please call Lawrence, GMSAAI Membership Chair, President, Raleigh Wake Council of the Blind, nccbinfo.org, or call 919-856-0034. We have another bit of information here. Salutations, GMSAA family and friends. We are pleased to announce that some of the annual 2023 convention details. The event will be held August 11th through 13th. We'll be staying at Homewood Suites, 5400 Homewood Banks Drive, Raleigh, NC, 27612. Room rates are $115 per night for a king suite, $125 a night for a double bed suite. There's 13.25% room tax. Please call the hotel at 919-785-1131 to ask for the GMSAA block. The hotel does not offer shuttle service, so you'll need to arrange your own ride to and from the bus, train, or rail station. The last day to book your room is July 20th. That was yesterday. We are bringing the event to the Talent Showcase back for the 2023 program after the luncheon event. Anyone that would like to participate in the Talent Showcase should contact George Littlejohn at 816-825-0303. But George asks that you call no later than 10 p.m. And if you don't call, you can email him at sweetbaby1964@gmail.com. Sweet Baby is spelled SUITEBABY. Sweet Baby, 1964. Looking forward to seeing you in August, the GMSAA Convention Committee. And here's the convention agenda for this activity. August 11 to 13 at the Homewood Suites Hotel, 5400 Homewood Banks Drive, Raleigh, NC, 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock p.m., registration and check-in. Friday, August the 11th, 5:30 to 5:45, Mr. Melvin Diggs of the Governor Moorhead School, as its director, will give an update on the school's status. 5:45 to 6, Mr. Chris Hendricks, NCDD Council, IL Philosophy, Self-Advocacy, and Systems Change. 6 to 6:30 p.m., Ms. Vicki Preddy, Vanda Pharma, Non-24 and the Blind. 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. dinner, 8 until 11 p.m. meet and greet, fun, games, and prizes. Saturday, August 12, 6 to 9 a.m. breakfast, 8:45 a.m. Dr. Ricky Scott, President, welcome and opening remarks. 8:50 to 10 a.m. general business meeting. 10 to 10:30 a.m. Ms. Vicki Smith, Director, Alliance of Disability Advocates, Independent Living Center, Emergency Preparedness for Persons with Disabilities. 10:30 to 11 a.m., Hope Williams, Fair Housing Project, Legal Aid of North Carolina, Persons with Disabilities, Fair Housing Rights and Responsibilities. 11 to 11:30 a.m., Assistant Director, Division of Services for the Blind, Update. 11:30 a.m., Buses Leaving Hotel for 3320 Garner Road. 12 to 2 p.m., Lunch. 2 to 4 p.m., Talent Showcase. 4:30 p.m., buses return to Homewood Suites Hotel. 5 to 7:30 p.m., free time. 8 until midnight, dancing and social time. Sunday, August 13th, 6 to 9 a.m., breakfast. 9 to 10:30 a.m., morning worship, Reverend Timothy Snyder. 11 a.m., checkout and departure. And safe travels to all. Stay blessed. You're going to have to registration, so here's the info. Your $60 registration fee is due by yesterday, July the 20th. There will be a $10 late fee if you didn't pay by yesterday. Your $20 membership fee can be paid with your registration for a total of $80 upon arrival. This applies to the membership fee of $20 only. Lifetime members will still pay $50 for registration. Attendees that do not wish to join, your fee is $85. You can pay your fees in one of two ways. Mail them to P.O. Box 61434, Raleigh, NC 27661, or online via PayPal, https://gmsaai.org/2023-convention-info/. Keep in mind that any suggestions or requests are always welcome. My email address, this is from Tamika O'Kelly, is tamikaokelly@yahoo.com, and you can call or text her. Her phone number or text number, 704-779-9704. And one more thing, we ask that all paid members bring one new prize, one new item that can be used as a door prize. You're requested to fill out the following information on a registration form that is part of your email copy of this newsletter. First name, last name, address, phone number, email address. And then check one or more of the following blanks. I am paying my annual membership dues of $20. I am an annual member and plan to attend the convention, $60. I am a guest who will be attending the convention, $85. I am a paid lifetime member and will be attending the convention, $50. Mail this to GMSAAI, P.O. Box 61434, Raleigh, NC 27661. You can use PayPal at https://gmsaai.org/2023-convention-info/. Lifetime membership is currently $300. Membership rates are subject to change. Annual membership dues are currently $20. The Governor Moorhead Annual Alumni Membership. This from Lawrence Carter, the membership chair. You can reach him at yallowdog@bellsouth.net. Yallowdog is YallowDogg. Because we have found that a lot of people have changed their telephone numbers and have moved and changed their home address, the GMSAAI is asking each member to fill out a new application to update their contact information. Please email the following to Lawrence Carter. Your name, your address, phone number at home, work phone, cell phone, and email address. Also, tell us about yourself. If you're a former student, what year or years did you attend? If you're a former employee, what year or years were you employed? If you are an interested party, what is the source of your interest? Next up are some state convention information, first being the National Federation of the Blind of North Carolina. The state convention will be held Thursday, September 14 through Sunday, September 17, at the Best Western Hotel, 770 Huffman Mill Road, Burlington, North Carolina. A phone number for reservations is 336-584-0151. The room rate is $89 per night plus tax, and that includes breakfast. Registration is $20 and includes the banquet. Registration will end on August 25. Please visit the NFBOFNC website to register. https://www.nfbofnorthcarolina.org. It's an actionable link in your email copy of the newsletter. Next is the North Carolina Council of the Blind. The state convention will be held Friday, September 22nd to Sunday, September 24 at the Holiday Inn, Raleigh-Durham Airport, 930 Airport Boulevard, Morrisville, NC 27560. Phone number for registrations is 919-465-1910. Use block code NCB when booking your room. The hotel room rate is $118 plus tax per night and includes breakfast. The convention registration fee is $25 online or $35 at the door. Registration fee includes a boxed lunch. The banquet registration fee is $30 online or this says $355 at the door. I think that might be a typo. I do that often. I think it's probably $35 at the door. Same as the item just before that. For information, https://nccbinfo.org is the NCCB website. We have some more happenings. The North Carolina Reading Service will be having the 2023 New Visions Gala on September 15th of 2023. This will be at the Hilton Raleigh North Hills Hotel, 3415 Wake Forest Road in Raleigh, from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. It will include cocktails, dinner, a program with Ann Brennan as the keynote speaker. There will be a silent auction as well as the New Visions Assistive Technology Showcase. Tickets are $125 each. Cocktail attire is requested. Please RSVP by September 7, 2023. And you can go to the website for more information and to place your reservation, www.ncreadingservice.org. And now a long one, the Daytona, Florida tournament information. And it says here, if any other league or individual bowler needs information or a copy of the forms, contact Sandy McDaniel or I, meaning the writer of this wonderful newsletter, Ginger. If you contact her, she'll be able to get that information for you as well. And as you know, that is the Outlaw Taxi email address. So follows is a letter from Sandy about the 21st annual Sunshine Invitational Blind Bowling Tournament. And Sandy McDaniel's address is 115 Powell Boulevard, apartment 14102, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32114. She wrote this on January the 9th. Dear League Secretary, the Daytona Beach Blind Bowlers would like to invite the bowlers in your league to participate in the 21st Sunshine Invitational Blind Bowling Tournament, SIBB, to be held in Daytona Beach, Florida. It will be held Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. We have invited bowlers within the United States who are members of the American Blind Bowlers Association, the ABBA. However, to participate in the tournament, you do not have to be a member of any association, and sighted family members and friends are welcome to bowl as well. SIBB is designed to promote the blind bowling program by introducing new bowlers to its many benefits while providing seasoned bowlers with competition that is challenging and fun. The fun begins Friday night at 7 p.m. and goes until 10, with a meet-and-greet hospitality get-together on the first floor by the pool. The registration desk will be located there as well, and you will be able to pick up your schedule at this time. There will be an opportunity for you to make new bowling friends and reunite with old ones. As always, there will be plenty of cheer and plenty of food and lots of good company. Don't miss out on all the Southern hospitality. Saturday morning at 9 a.m. will be the team event, followed in the afternoon at 1 p.m. by a 9-pin no-tap tournament that will be a fundraiser for the Halifax Council of the Blind, HCB, an affiliate of the American Council of the Blind, the ACB. On Saturday evening, we will have a hospitality room with food and drinks from 7 to 10 p.m. Sunday morning at 9 a.m., we will have the singles and doubles event. On Sunday evening, we will have a hospitality room at 7 to 10 p.m. And we will have food and drinks available. This will be on the first floor by the pool. We will also have t-shirts available for sale at $25 each. If you would like to reserve one, please include sizes on the attached order form with your email copy of this newsletter, and we will have them for you at the tournament. Reservations can be made at the Comfort Inn and Suites, 103 South Ocean Avenue, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32118. The resort is just steps away from the Atlantic Ocean. The rates are $109 per night for Thursday and Sunday, and $129 for Friday and Saturday for a standard room, or $119/$139 per night for a beachfront room plus tax. For reservations, call 386-252-2378 and use the group code Daytona Blind Bowlers 2023 in order to receive the special group rate. Reservations must be made by August 7. All rooms have microwaves, mini refrigerators, and a coffee maker. They also have an oceanfront pool. Complimentary breakfast served daily in the breakfast room from 7 to 10 a.m. Complimentary Wi-Fi internet access is in all guest rooms and public areas. We will be bowling at Ormond Lanes at 260 North U.S. Highway 1, Ormond Beach, Florida 32174. Their phone number is 386-672-2014. If you will need transportation to the bowling alley, let us know on the attached forms. The bowling events will be teams, doubles, singles, all, and registration fee, $75. Nine-pin no-tap fundraiser, $20 each. Airport transportation. For those of you who may wish to fly into Orlando International Airport, known as MCO, or Sanford Airport, SFB, you would use Groom Transportation, 1034 North Nova Road, Daytona Beach, Florida, 386-257-5411. Website address, www.groometransportation.com. Groom provides visitors with scheduled transportation to and from Orlando and Sanford airports daily. Shuttles are a shared ride scheduled every 2 to 3 hours. Unless you make special arrangements with them, you will be dropped off at the office location address above, which is about 5 miles from the hotel. You can call or email them for pricing information. Then there's the Daytona Beach International Airport. For those of you flying into Daytona, the airport is about 5.5 miles from the hotel. Taxis are available at the ground transportation area. After deplaning, descend to the first floor and turn right into bag claim. After claiming your bags, continue out the door at the end of the building to obtain a taxi. The 9-pin no-tap bowling event. Can't get enough bowling during the tournament? Well, we have a solution to your problem. The Daytona Beach Blind Bowlers will hold a 9-pin no-tap event to benefit the Halifax County Council of the Blind, an affiliate of the American Council of the Blind. This will take place on Saturday afternoon, September 10 at 1 p.m. at Ormond Lanes. Blind and sighted bowlers are welcome to participate. There will be some cash prizes. The entry fee is $20, and this will include 3 games of 9-pin no-tap bowling. Why not come join us for some good competitive bowling fun while supporting a very worthwhile cause? For those wishing to participate, payment may be included with your tournament check. There's also a form in the packet to fill out if you are interested in participating in this event. For further information about the tournament, you can contact Bob Nelson at 386-212-4564. Or you can send an email to me, Sandy McDaniel, as sandymcdan01@yahoo.com. We hope that you will be able to join us for a fun-filled weekend in Daytona Beach. We're looking forward to seeing those of you who have joined us in past years and welcoming new guests to Daytona Beach this year. The purpose of SIBB is to promote an interest in blind bowling. Participation is by invitation. Averages to be used for this tournament will be the book average of ABBA, ABC, and WIBC. Bowlers who do not have any of these averages can establish their average after the games in the tournament, teams, doubles, and singles. The handicap to be used in this tournament will be 100% of 200. A four-person team must have a totally blind bowler or equivalent, partially sighted bowler with an average of 120 or less. The remainder of the team may consist of any bowlers entering the tournament, but not to exceed more than 2 sighted bowlers. There is only 1 division for each event. A 2-person team must have at least 1 totally blind bowler or equivalent, partially sighted bowler with an average of 120 or less, and there's only 1 division for each event. Cash prizes for teams, doubles, singles event will be 1 prize for each 10 entries. All events will be 1 prize for each 10 entries. All ABC, WIBC, and ABBA rules will be observed. The foul light will be on for all competitions, and bowlers will alternate lanes in each event. Bowlers who arrive late may make up frames provided that 2 frames have not been completed. If 2 frames have been completed, the bowler will not bowl that game, and a score of minus 10, their average of your average will be used for that game. They can bowl in the remaining games. In the event a bowler cannot bowl and a qualified replacement cannot be found, a score of minus 10, their average, will be used. If a team has a vacancy, no qualified bowler available, the team will use a score of 120 for each game. Entry fee, breakdown for each three events. Bowling fee, $11, prize fund, $5. Expenses, $4, all events, $1. Registration fee, $12. Everyone that will participate in the bowling events and their guests that would like to come and join us in the hospitality room will be required to pay this fee. The total entry fee, $75. Closing entry date, August 1. Make checks payable to SIBB Tournament Fund. Mail checks and completed entry forms to Sandy McDaniel, 115 Powell Boulevard, apartment 14102, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32114. Hotel reservations must be made by August 7. Group code, Daytona Blind Bowlers 2022. Location of the hotel, 103 South Ocean Avenue, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32118. Phone number, 386252378. And with that, it's time to eat. We have some recipes. We have two recipes today. And since I'm recording this at around 5 o'clock in the evening, I think I'm ready for the first one. Crab Rangoon Wonton Cups. Your ingredients are 12 wonton wrappers, 12 ounces of cream cheese softened, 1/4 cup of sour cream, 4 ounces of imitation crab. You can substitute 1 can of lump crab drained, 2 green onions thinly sliced, 1/4 teaspoon of Worcestershire sauce, and 1/4 teaspoon of soy sauce. First thing up is to preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit and spray a muffin pan with cooking spray. Place 1 wonton paper wrapper in each muffin cup. Bake 10 minutes or until the edges begin to brown. Remove it from the oven and cool slightly. Then in a medium mixing bowl, combine the cream cheese, sour cream, 1 sliced green onion, Worcestershire sauce, and soy sauce. Stir it well. Place the crab in a small food processor and process it until it's finely chopped. Stir the chopped crab into the cream cheese mixture. Spoon the filling into the baked wonton shells. Bake for an additional 8 to 12 minutes. Top with sliced green onions. Serve with sweet and sour or sweet chili sauce as you desire. And if you want a more intense crab flavor, use 8 ounces of cream cheese and 8 ounces of imitation crab. And keep the other measurements exactly the same as they were. So you say, but I don't want crab. I want shrimp. I've got a deal for you. Shrimp Alfredo bake. Ooh, you need 12 ounces of penne pasta, 3 tablespoons of butter divided, 3 cloves of garlic minced, 1 pound of raw or medium shrimp peeled and deveined, 2 tablespoons of freshly chopped parsley plus more for garnish, some kosher salt, 2 tablespoons of all-purpose flour, 3/4 cup of milk, preferably whole milk, or at the least 2%, 1/4 cup low-sodium chicken broth, 1 cup of shredded mozzarella, divided, 1/4 cup plus 2 tablespoons of freshly grated Parmesan, divided, freshly ground black pepper, and 1 cup of chopped tomatoes. That equals 2 large tomatoes. All right. Got that oven going again, and this one also is 350 degrees Fahrenheit. In a large pot of salted boiling water, cook the penne according to the package directions until it is al dente. Drain it, meanwhile, in a large oven-safe skillet over a medium heat. Melt this tablespoon of 1 tablespoon of butter. Add garlic, shrimp, and parsley, and then season it with salt. Cook until the shrimp is pink and no longer opaque. 2 minutes per side. Transfer the shrimp to a plate. Keep the juices in the skillet, though. Add the remaining 2 tablespoons of butter to the skillet and let it melt. Then stir in the flour and cook for 1 minute. Add milk and broth and bring it all to a simmer. Stir in 3/4 cup of mozzarella and 1/4 cup of Parmesan and season with salt and pepper. Add the shrimp and tomatoes and cook penne and toss it all together until it's combined. If it's a little on the thick side, add another splash of milk. Sprinkle with the remaining quarter cup of mozzarella and 2 tablespoons of Parmesan, and then bake it until it's melty, about 5 to 7 minutes, and garnish that with parsley before serving. And you can call me when it's ready, and I'll be happy to join you. You have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. We hope that you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org, in the podcast section under newsletters. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.